Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Caleb's Crossing, written by Geraldine Brooks and read by Jennifer Ely.
He is coming on the Lord's Day. Though my father has not seen fit to give me the news, I have the whole of it. They supposed I slept, which I might have done as I do each night while my father and make peace whisper together on the far side of the blanket that divides our chamber. Most nights I take comfort in the low murmur of their voices. But last evening Makepeace's voice rose urgent and anguished before my father hushed him. I expect that was what pulled me back from sleep. My brother frowns on excessive displays of temperament. I turned on my shakedown then and wondered in a drowsy way what it was that exercised him so. I could not hear what my father said, but then my brother's voice rose again. How can you expose Bethia in this way? Of course, once I caught my own name, that was an end to it. I was fully awake. I raised my head and strained to hear more. It was not difficult, for Makepeace could not govern his tongue, and though I could not make out my father's words at all, fragments of my brother's replies were clear. Of what matter that he prays? He is only, what is it? Not yet a year removed from paganism, and that man who long had charge of him is Satan's thrall, the most stiff-necked and dangerous of all of them, as you have said yourself often enough. My father cut in then, but Makepeace would not be hushed. Of course not, father, nor do I question his ability, but because he has a facility for Latin does not mean he knows the decencies required of him in a Christian home. The risk is... At that moment, Solace cried out, so I reached for her. They perceived I was awake then and said no more. But it was enough. I wrapped up Solace and drew her to me on the shakedown. She shaped herself against me like a nestling bird and settled easily back to sleep. I lay awake, staring into the dark, running my hand along the rough edge of the roof beam that slanted an arm's length above my head. 5 days from now, the same roof will cover us both. Caleb is coming to live in this house.